Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. And I am lovable, and so are you. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I did say love your addiction, and most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them, feel powerless over them, become sad at their effects, and struggle to release them. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now finally remember who you really are, and that is pure magnificence. So what if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, who you are denying yourself in the world? I'm here today to offer you another possibility. What if you could see addictions through different eyes, loving eyes, your eyes? Because as I said earlier, you are love, you are loving, and you are lovable. Many of us have forgotten that we are that love, that we were created by a loving creator. I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God, but there are many names for it, like Source, All That Is, Supreme Being, Universe, Higher Power, and so on. Many have also forgotten that we are creators too. Why have we created our addictions? Well, why not? Darkness vanishes when you turn on the lights. And when you turn on the lights on addictions, that darkness goes away. Here in this third dimensional world, we've chosen to learn to experience life through polarities, like hot and cold and night and day and male and female. I personally believe that we're all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of connection to God. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it, because they can't give what they don't have. This leaves a mark on us as children, and many of us think there's something wrong with us. I know there is no thing wrong with any of us. We're not here to tackle our feelings of inadequacy alone, by ourselves. In fact, we're all sons and daughters of a benevolent creator, and we need each other for support. I apologize for the noise that's in the background, but the lawn crew is here, and they tend to be manicuring our lawn. My intention today is that you open your hearts wide open, and accept that you are good enough, important enough, smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I don't think anyone has dreamed of becoming an addict. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now remember who you really are. Today, we're going to be looking at what to do when life seems to be crashing down on us. Yes, most of us have gone through periods when life simply sucks. Maybe there's not enough money to pay our bills, A hurricane destroys our house. A friend or a loved one overdoses. Our partner has an affair. Or we experience an automobile accident. What if we can find ways to regain our sanity and calm ourselves? What if we stop judging and let go of our fears? Let's talk about possibilities. And I know some of you are wondering, well, what does this have to do with addictions? You know, it has a lot to do with addictions. Because life crashes in on the addict eventually. His or her family feel the crashing first. So if you are in recovery right now, or if you're looking for a place for recovery, or if you are the loved one of an addict, please hear what we have to share. If you have specific questions or comments, please call us at 516-453-9181, and we'll address them. The chat room is disabled and not available today, so please, again, call in with your questions, 516-453-9181. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life, like I do. So let's get each other there by changing our thoughts and our beliefs. In A Course of Love, it says, and I quote, "You cannot come to know the new or to create the new through the means of the old, including the means of thought." End of quote. I had some trouble trying to figure out what I wanted to focus on in this particular show. And then it came to me. The idea of this show came to me because a few weeks ago, my 40-year-old neighbor committed suicide. It was very clear to me that she was in extreme pain, but it was amazing to hear all the judgments from other neighbors about why she died. She was an alcoholic and a hoarder. She was also a nurse, so she had access to many drugs. I live in a condo, and her hoarding had brought critters into our building. And we were fining her for those problems and legally forcing her to have exterminators to fix our bug situation. Obviously, she didn't know how to handle the situation. She was unable to see her options, so death became her answer. Well, I am not here to judge her decision, but instead to offer you options if your life seems hopeless. Nothing is hopeless. There are always options and possibilities. It's really all about our beliefs. So today we're going to look at some situations that may appear to be hopeless. They really are not, however. No matter what has been happening recently in your life, there's always a better way. I'm going to say that again. No matter what has been happening recently in your life, there's always a better way. It's simply a matter of finding it. Facing our fears can be overwhelming. But if we look at them from another perspective, we can see new choices. Because remember, as I said at the beginning, darkness vanishes when you turn on the lights. So let there be light. Okay, I think underlying most of the problems that we have in our life that appear to be crashing down on us stem from one thing, and that one thing is fear. Fear that we won't survive, that something terrible is going to happen to us, that we won't be able to survive. For example, let's look about the belief or the situation and ultimately the fear that there's not enough money to pay our bills. Well, what might that situation be showing us? Because I believe every experience is something that is showing us that we need to be aware of our own, in our own belief system. It's a soul wake-up call. And what if the belief might be money is the root of all evil? A lot of that learned that as children from our parents and from our churches. Certainly a fear that we won't survive if we can't pay our bills. Let's look at another common situation. I live in southern Florida, so this one is pertinent to me. Let's say a hurricane destroys your house. Or if you live in California, you might be experiencing the fires that California is experiencing right now. What might that experience be attempting to show you? Maybe it's showing you that you can rebuild your life on a different foundation. For example, if you're in recovery and you seem to be having a problem with the first step of AA, which tells you that you are powerless, well, you might be looking to rebuild that and to regain your belief in the fact that you are one heck of a powerful being. Let's look at another example. Another example might be a friend or a loved one overdoses. Now, the first thing that comes to mind for us is, what a shame. Look what he or she left behind. Things couldn't have been that bad. Well, you know, that's a judgment. And who are we to judge what's going on in another person's mind? If we let go of the judgments that an overdose or even a suicide like my neighbor is wrong, things can change. Our reality can change. And we can also be reminded to look at our beliefs. And maybe those beliefs are totally of judgment. And perhaps our soul is pushing us to let go of all judgments and allow people to live their own lives. Another example might be our partner has an affair. And yeah, that hurts. Because I lived that in my marriage. And what if the soul rescue there is it's time to leave an unhappy marriage and maybe we needed a kick in the ass as loud and clear as our partner having an affair? Rather than judging it wrong, I've offered you a new way of looking at things. And finally, let's look at the example that we experience a car wreck, an auto accident. Our car is totaled, and we have some broken bones. Well, broken bones means a lot of mending has to happen and needing a new car, because maybe we're on a new journey and our old car would not have taken us there. Let me give you another example. Let's say that at the new car dealership, we meet someone who is going to become our spouse. And maybe that's the way that the universe needed to get us to that car dealership. If that sounds preposterous, that's okay. All I'm doing is offering some suggestions. Now, what can we do when life seems to be crashing down? What are some solutions? My take on it is do what feels right for you. You can ask advice, but you don't have to listen to anybody because you have your truth within you and follow that truth. So first of all, to save our sanity, we need to stop judging, because when we judge, we need to forgive. And we need to know that all our experiences, not just some of them, they're all attempting to show us something about ourselves. And usually a judgment implies there's something wrong with the situation. Or bottom line, when we bring it back to ourselves, that there's something wrong with us. Addictions show us when we love them. They show us that there is nothing wrong with us, that it's only a misperception that we are powerless. We are powerful, powerful creators. Okay, how else can we save our sanity? Well, by allowing our wounds to heal. And most of us, no matter what age we are, have cuts and wounds from childhood that need a little extra healing. It's interesting because the other day I talked with a friend who I haven't talked to in quite a while, who became pregnant as a teenager and was very upset about the pregnancy because her boyfriend was not at all interested in marrying her. So she married somebody else. And eventually divorced that somebody else when the first boyfriend who got her pregnant came into her life and she decided to marry him. Now, this friend is in stage 4 of cancer. And she didn't complain about the cancer. What our conversation revolved around was the fact of how very grateful she is for the fantastic husband that she has today. And by the way, that's the husband who got her pregnant and refused to marry her as a teen. Now, was that a wound that she healed? Oh, you bet. And what a beautiful heal. Now, for myself, I was taught, because I was the oldest and I had 2 younger brothers, that men are much more important than women. My mother and I were unimportant in the eyes of my dad and my brothers. And so I grew up to believe that there was something wrong with me. And I played that out for many years in my life. And the experiences that I had taught me that that was bullshit. There is nothing wrong with me, and there is nothing wrong with you. So if you are judging yourself in some way, or judging your wounds and your cuts and not allowing them to heal, get over yourself. Nothing is wrong with you. Okay, how else can we save our sanity? Well, let go of our fears. Let go of what's the worst that could happen. You could suffer some physical pain. Yeah, that's true, but you know what? You'll get over it. Or you could die. And is that really the worst thing that could happen? Is it maybe okay to accept death when death is ready to call us? We don't like that because most of us are afraid of death. And what was so beautiful about my friend who I talked about earlier, who has stage 4 cancer, I asked her if she wanted to die or she wanted to live. And she was okay with accepting death. But her reply was, she wanted to live, and she was going to make damn sure that she did. Interesting attitude, isn't it? And you know what? She's going to do it. Now, this is one that we don't often think of, and that is another way of saving our sanity is to keep our vibrations high. And what do I mean by that? We are pure energy. We are vibrations. And energy vibrates at certain decibels. And I have referred to David Hawkins' work in his book Power Versus Force many times on this show. And I'm wondering how many of you have noticed that when we stay in the lower vibrations, we attract negativity because we attract who we are and what we vibrate. We do not attract opposites. So let's say you wake up in a shitty mood and you stay that way. You refuse to let it go. You know what's going to happen. You're going to attract shitty drivers on the road and a shitty experience wherever you're going, whether it's work or whatever the situation may be. Because the lower vibrations like shame and guilt and fear and grief, they vibrate anywhere from 20 to 100. Peace and joy vibrate, love, peace, and joy vibrate at 500 to 600. Now, I'm wondering where you would rather vibrate, because I can promise you, when you vibrate at those higher vibrations of love, joy, and peace from 500 to 600, you attract loving, honoring situations in your life. When you are involved in an active addiction, you do not vibrate at 500 to 600. You vibrate from 200 to 100 because you are in shame and guilt and grief and fear, whether you want to admit it or not. And finally, saving our sanity is compassion. And compassion is self-love. And I'm going to go back to the judgment thing again. Many years ago, when I lived in the country, our dog ran out into the street, and he was hit and killed. I couldn't find him before I left for work. And as I was driving down our street, I saw him on the side of the road and found out that he was dead. Now, I went to work anyway. And when I got to work, I was judged by people. How could you do that? Why didn't you go home and be upset and cry and take the dog and bury him? My answer is why I didn't do it is because of compassion for me. Was I sad that the dog died? Certainly. Did I know that I could come back later and retrieve his body and bury him? Certainly. So in that way, being compassionate toward me was much more in line with my truth than what people judged me as not having compassion for my dead animal. So, in saving your sanity, honest communication with yourself and others is absolutely foremost. This is a friendly universe. You can find someone to help you discover your old hurts and fears, which are often from childhood, hiding in your heart, so that you can clear them. There are many practitioners out there. And if you're interested in more materials, you can go to my website, which is www.beingrecovered.net, BEINGRECOVERED.net. And when I mentioned old hurts and fears from childhood, I want to throw this out at you. Did Santa Claus always bring you what you wanted? Now, most of us as adults would say, well, no, not usually, but I know the truth about Santa Claus. Well, you may know the truth about Santa Claus as the adult that you are. But what about your inner child who may still be thinking, well, Santa Claus didn't bring me what I wanted. Maybe I can never have what I wanted. And that's a horrible, horrible misbelief. Facing our fears can be overwhelming. But if we look at them from another perspective, we can see new choices. And I'm hoping that today you have given yourself new choices. And one of those choices is being kind to yourself. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us, and the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And here are some questions for you to think about. What if you now started believing you are important enough, good enough, beautiful enough, and smart enough to have the life that you desire? Would everything that you have done to make yourself wrong, will you now destroy and uncreate those beliefs? I send you loads of love. Bye for now. Stay beautiful.